Terry Smith has played basketball and tennis most of his life. From his wheelchair, he's helping introduce many other para-athletes to the game of pickleball. And today, from across the pond, he joins me on the court, sharing his love of this great game. It's the Pickle with Mickle interview series, 00 Start. All right. I am excited, very excited to be joined from my friend Terry Smith all the way across the pond in Scotland. We've got a lot to talk about today. I've got to ask you first, was today a league day? Terry, did you play any pickleball today?
No, not today, but I did play last night. I did play yesterday evening, yes. So there's hardly a day goes by when I'm not on court, but not today.
Not today. So today's just kind of a little break day. What have you been doing today? It's almost 6 o'clock over in Scotland. And where are you in Scotland again?
So I'm just over the border between Scotland and England. I'm only actually 8 miles into Scotland.
Okay.
And today it's a very wet, rainy day. We get a lot of them in Scotland. So I've not been doing a great deal today, to be perfectly honest with you.
It's nothing like a Scottish day if it's not a little sun and rain, right?
Yeah, you know, they say you get four seasons in one day in Scotland, so I should be used to it by now, but...
Hey, well, as I mentioned, so much for us to talk about today. And first of all, let me say Terry is a para-athlete. He is a wheelchair person. He plays wheelchair pickleball and has co-founded England's first wheelchair league. We're going to talk about that. There was a tournament even. I mean, it's big stuff. Terry, I got to tell you, I just saw a friend of mine that I had on the show, Will Schaefer. He's a young pickler here in Arizona. He was out at Chicken and Pickle, and they had a para-athlete. They were playing wheelchair pickleball. This is great. We're going to talk a lot about that. I don't know how much you know about the USWPA, the US Wheelchair Pickleball Association, but hopefully we can maybe start some catalysts and get some stuff going back and forth between us because it's such a great game. And I'm just blown away by the fact that we're playing it in wheelchairs. Let's start, if you don't mind, take us through your journey, Terry, and how you found pickleball and how we got to here where we are now today. And then we'll just have a lot of fun here.
Yeah. So I played wheelchair tennis. I've been playing wheelchair tennis for quite a long time. And one day, probably just before the lockdown, the local tennis club that I play at in Carlisle, Chatsworth Tennis Club, they had an open day and they wanted someone to be there playing tennis in a wheelchair just to kind of showcase wheelchair tennis. And so it was while I was on a break there, I was having a cup of coffee and I looked in and there was this other sport being played, which I thought was quite a strange looking sport. You know, first impressions, I thought, you know, what, this looks a bit strange. And so I was intrigued right away. So curiosity got the better of me, and I went back in the hall, and that's when I first met a really great guy called Richard Wise.
Okay.
So I introduced myself and asked him I said, you know, what is this game? And he said, well, it's a game called pickleball. So I thought, well, you know, it's a strange looking game, and now it's got a strange name. So I just said, do you mind if I join in? And he immediately said, yeah, of course. So the first question I asked him was, you know, do I get two bounces? And at that point, Richard didn't actually know because he hadn't actually seen a wheelchair player. So
okay.
With that in mind, I was probably, if not the first, one of the first to play wheelchair pickleball. So, and you know what it was, Mickle? I tell you, I started playing and, you know, within 10 minutes, I knew I'd discovered a fantastic wheelchair sport. It really is a really tremendous wheelchair sport in its own right. And I immediately fell in love with it, and I couldn't wait to spread the word and get other wheelchair people playing this great sport. And so that's how we got started.
And this was back, this was pre-COVID, right?
Yeah, so it was pre-COVID. So what I did, I immediately went, so I played wheelchair basketball at the time as well.
Okay.
So I have a friend there, Jim Corrigan. So Jim Corrigan, who was a good friend of mine, we played basketball together in the wheelchair. And I said to Jim, you've got to come and have a look at this fantastic wheelchair sport that I've discovered. I says, I think you'll love it. So Jim, he's an amputee. He came along and played. I introduced him to the pickleball, wheelchair pickleball. And he was just exactly the same. He realised, yeah, what a fantastic sport we've just found. So it was then that Jim and I got together, and we had our aim was to get as many wheelchair pickleball players as we could playing this really great sport. So we started, but our initial progress was stifled, if you like, because of the lockdown.
Yeah.
So nothing happened for a couple of years right across the world, you know, with everything. Everything was at a standstill. But when things got up and running again, we couldn't wait to get started again. So Jim and I then looked at recruiting other people, and that's what we did. We managed to get other people involved. And we've got a really healthy group now playing pickleball. And we're really pleased with the way things have went. Yeah,
that's so great. And so you've got the first wheelchair league in Britain. We're playing at, is it the, what do I want to get this right? University Sports Hall. Is that right? In Carlisle? This is the, and there was an Eden Valley tournament.
Yeah, so,
talk about that just last month.
So Richard. Yeah. So Richard was running what you would call able-bodied or standing players leagues, quite a lot of them. And Richard kind of suggested, why don't we try and form a wheelchair league? So I got in touch with the guys and that, and everybody was really for it. And so we had our first event on March the 10th there, and we had 10 players playing at the same time. We had two leagues of five. That was the most players in one event, wheelchair players in one event that we've had in the country up to now. Because you know we were doing national competitions, but that was the most we've had in one event was 10 players playing two wheelchair pickleball leagues.
Yeah.
So now we've got that up and running. We've got our next one planned for next month.
Awesome.
So hopefully that'll go the same way.
That sounds so great. And you mentioned to me when we talked before, just like in regular pickleball, we're seeing the game in wheelchair, let's call it, for the para athletes, right down to youth as well. And I think you mentioned you played wheelchair basketball, you played wheelchair tennis, and I think it's safe to say wheelchair in the sport, right? I'm not going to offend anybody right there. I mean, you guys are gifted para athletes.
Yeah, that's
good.
That's absolutely fine.
You're gifted para athletes in your own rights. And what I think is interesting too is talk about the game. You mentioned you get two bounces. We can play doubles and singles, which is amazing. And the competitive drive in pickleball is always there. However, we talked about it too. The competitiveness in, you know, wheelchair basketball is competitive and it can get a little rough. And so for people who still want that competitive drive, and just like tennis, right, maybe not have to cover such a big area, we've got this pickleball. And does the chair have to be outfitted differently for when you're playing pickleball versus any of the other sports? Talk to me about that.
No, so you're right in what you say. In terms of the equipment, any sports chair could be a basketball wheelchair.
Okay.
Or a tennis wheelchair. There is a that great a difference. Preferably a tennis chair, because sometimes when you're leaning back, that can make a bit of a difference, because there is slight differences in where the wheels are placed for stability.
Okay.
So, but there's quite a lot of the guys play, because they've already got a basketball wheelchair, and they're very expensive items, to be fair. They can easily use that for pickleball as well. So you don't need a specific wheelchair pickleball chair.
Okay.
Any kind of sport wheelchair will do. But I think it's important to, you touched upon the differences between basketball and tennis and pickleball, and why I think that pickleball is such a fantastic sport. So if I just explain that kind of...
Yes.
So the thing about... The thing about wheelchair tennis, for example, I still play my tennis and I still love playing tennis, but a tennis court is a very big area for a get around in a wheelchair. And likewise, wheelchair basketball is extremely physical. You have to have a lot of upper body strength to compete in wheelchair basketball. So like you said, because pickleball is played on a smaller court, and you're normally playing doubles, although, like you say, we can play in singles or skinny singles, get that format. But normally we play in doubles, and because it's on a smaller court, it opens up a whole new area for people that they might not be able to manage some of the more physical wheelchair sports, but they certainly can still play wheelchair pickleball. And I think that's a fantastic aspect of the wheelchair pickleball, as opposed to maybe some of the other sports. And plus the fact, if you've got an ex-basketball player like myself who's getting a little bit long in the tooth, and it's maybe become just a wee bit too physical for them, then they might think, well, that's my wheelchair sport. There's nothing left for me to do. But actually there is.
That's right.
You can come across and play. You can join in with us. And you've already got the wheelchair skills that are required. So in many ways, you've got a head start. But there's still a sport that you can do that perhaps is not quite as physical as what you've been used to, you know.
Right.
So I think that aspect of it is really, really fantastic for me. That's why I think it's such a great sport.
I agree.
Wheelchair pickleball.
I agree. And just for somebody like me, when I found pickleball, it's the adaptability for pickleball is easy. And I think it carries over the same in wheelchair, because you mentioned it. I mean, the basketball and the tennis, there's a lot of people been doing it for a long time. For folks that might just be starting their journey as, you know, a para athlete or in a wheelchair, that's frustrating. Regardless of the circumstance, it can be. And there's the mental challenges. And I think this game, being able to get out there and play some pickleball, you're out there and you're with people, you're having fun. It has to be just some mental relief and a great way to get some confidence also in general.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And, you know, you're right in what you say. I mean, it's a full range of participants. You know, you could get someone who is maybe even just thinking about trying a wheelchair sport. Pickleball would be a fantastic one to start with. And, it might lead them to try other sports. And on the other spectrum of that is, like I say, guys are maybe finding... a wheelchair sport that they have participated in a wee bit too hard for them now. They can cut. So it covers a full spectrum of abilities. But another great aspect about the wheelchair pickleball is that I could play alongside you or against you on the same court.
Oh.
So that's what's known as a hybrid format.
Talk
so
about that.
You've got a standing player and a wheelchair player on both sides of the net. So, and that works fantastically well. It's a recognised format in the competitions, which is known as the hybrid format, you know. So that's another great aspect about it. Although I would say that for the development of the sport, it's better if you've got four wheelchairs playing for us to try and develop the sport. The hybrid format is really great for inclusivity, but in terms of the development of the sport, we want to get four wheelchairs on court competing against two teams of two competing against each other to really push the sport to the next level. Yes. You know, and that's why setting up the league is so important. So now there's an avenue to have four wheelchairs on court competing against each other in a proper competition.
Right,
you know?
And that's so great. I mean, just thinking, you know, right here as we're talking, I mean, that hybrid model could be great to get visibility, marketability to the wheelchair leagues, to the sport itself, start pushing it closer to Olympics eventually, right? And I mean, wow. You could get to some big name pickleballers maybe to go on their tour and help promote this great sport. And attention, all you great pickleballers who are out there, maybe you're traveling around. I know you go to Europe. Why don't you look up Terry and put something together with him out there on the court?
You know, that's a really great, important point, because we need people like yourself. And I would like to thank you, by the way, for doing this, because any kind of positive promotion we can get is fantastic. You know, we can't do it on our own, but to get people like you say involved in promoting the sport would be absolutely fantastic. You know, you've got like McEnroe and Agassi, and those guys have started to get involved. It would be great if we could get some of them involved with the wheelchair side of things.
Absolutely.
You know, just to give us a bit of a hand.
Yeah, absolutely. And
go
ahead.
We're happy with the way things are going over here now that we've got things really moving. But, you know, we still need a lot of help in getting it out there to as many people as we can, because I just feel there's so many people missing out on this fantastic sport. And I know they would love it if they just come and give it a try, or if the avenue was there for them to be able to come and give it a try. That's what is the most important thing to me now, is I'm passionate about trying to get as many wheelchair people playing pickleball as what I possibly can. And you touched upon the fact that a para sport, I think pickleball would be an ideal Paralympic sport. I really do. I think it's just a matter of time. Unfortunately, it'll probably be not in my time, but I'll be delighted to see it. I would love to think that one day it would be at the Paralympics, because I think it is an ideal Paralympic sport, and it would be a great spectator Paralympic sport for the spectators too.
Absolutely. And I think if you start to gain some traction and make some inroads with the USWPA over here, and folks like Chip Parmley, who's the head of that, I don't know if you know him or know that name. He runs the organization here.
No.
You know, a quick email maybe over to USWPA.org.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
The more people that listen to this and see our show, we start to make that connection. We get some synergy and really help to grow it. Because I was looking at their website before we came on so we could talk about this and try to help move this thing globally, not only across Europe. Let's get it going here in the United States as well, because there are, I believe, so many people that face challenges, and there's a lot of fear when you have to be in a wheelchair. You can talk about that from your own story, and this game is just a great outlet. You might not think you can do basketball or some of the other sports right away. And let's face it too, just like for us, I like, you know, standing people, wheelchair people, the community can sometimes be a little standoffish when you want to come and play a sport, just like when you go to the pickup game. Pickleball, though, we say, let's play. Come play. And I think that's going to carry over even as a para sport. You've seen that too, because you got young kids out there in wheelchairs pickling. You got young people like yourself who are just more experienced, let's say, Terry. And don't sell yourself short. You might make it to see this thing in the Olympics.
Yeah. No, you know, it's great, because we've got in our league, for example, we've got 10 players, and the age group ranges from 17 to 72. So, you know, and we're all basically a very much an even kind of level, although some of the younger guys are coming through now. They're really some guys that I've introduced to the game, or maybe they've been, Richard and I have got into the game, and now they're way ahead of me now, and I'm getting kind of left behind. But I'm not bothered about that. I just wish I had 50
That's
more
right.
of them, you know. I'm quite happy to, if I can get another player in a wheelchair, that gives me a lot of satisfaction. The competitions and that are great, but for me, my main aim is to promote the sport and to try and get as many people in this fantastic sport as I can. And could I just say about the inclusivity yes. of it? You know, I often think I was born with a condition that meant I couldn't really participate in physical education, as we call it over here, at school. And that's tough when yeah. you're a child. And I think about maybe children that are in the same situation, and they maybe can't participate with their peers in sport. Well, now yeah. they can. You know, they can get on a court with their peers and they can play alongside them, they can play against them. And I think, again, that aspect of wheelchair pickleball is a really fantastic, beautiful thing, you know. I really think that is so positive that a child that maybe feels a bit excluded physically, they can now come on and engage in a sport with their peers and their friends yeah. and their family and participate. And I think the sense of well-being that could give someone is worth everything to me, you know.
I agree with you for sure. And I was even on the Pickleball England website, and they had some photos from the last wheelchair tournament right there along with the junior tournament. So we're starting to get some of that exposure, and we're starting to see sponsors as well, right? Diadem sponsors with you, and I think your friend with Head and some other folks have some sponsors. So we'll keep ringing that bell too, pickleball companies out there. Here is a landscape for you to potentially build your brand in helping this sport, this para great sport. There's a lot of companies out there that could probably do some good things in helping us as well. So we're waving out the huge olive branch or whatever we want to say here, folks. Let's help this organization as a whole across the pond, right here in our own backyard. We got great folks like Terry doing great things that are helping, and it's all through pickleball.
Yeah. No, you're right. It's so Diadem have got behind myself, and actually one of the other lads, there's Head, have got involved. I think it's fair to say that the wheelchair side of pickleball is very much in its infancy, although I know it has been going in over in the States there. They have the wheelchair open and nationals and the Scottish competitions, nice. National and open. And Pickleball Scotland and Pickleball England have really got behind us now. They're really getting behind us. So you're right. I think it's a great opportunity for companies to get involved in getting involved in this fantastic adventure of wheelchair pickleball, because I think it's just going to, the yeah. sky's the limit. It's just in its infancy at the moment, but I think it's going to go like the standing game. It's just exploding all right. over the world, and I think it's obvious that the wheelchair game will follow the same journey as that, although it's kind of in its infancy at the moment. But I think these companies will get involved because they'll recognize what a fantastic thing they could be involved in developing this sport.
I agree. And when you see over here stateside, company like Chicken and Pickle, which is growing leaps and bounds, and it's a great place to just go have fun and play pickleball, but supporting that wheelchair community. And I'm sure there's going to be additionals over there in Britain, in Scotland, all through Europe. And what I noticed too was, just let's talk from Pro Tour recognition, and not to throw one over the other, APP affiliated in that English event. And I know APP does a lot overseas and encourages not only youth pickleball, like I say, distinguished pickleball for some of us that might be over the age of 50, let's say. And it's just great to see. And we're going to continue to see this evolve. The way the whole sport is continuing to evolve, you're absolutely right. So Terry, again, I appreciate you making some time for me. Are you ready to have a little fun here as we get to the tail end of the interview? You know, let's break it up a little. I got some, I think we can have a little fun here. I got some questions for you, right? All right.
Okay.
Now, you already told me your club over there, your football club, is the boys, right? I mean, you're a Celtic guy.
Yeah. In the Scotland side, I do follow Celtic.
Who's your other club?
Yes. Yep. So my other club is actually Liverpool, because my father came from Liverpool. He came up to Scotland in the 50s to work on actually a nuclear power plant that's situated just a few miles outside my town of Annan. So my father came up from Liverpool, and so when we were growing up, we really never had any choice. We had to.
Yeah, you don't get a choice, right?
In my family,
we don't get a choice either. No, you know, you're a Redskins fan, and they're the Commanders now. And that leads me to, do you like American football? Do you watch any of our football?
Yeah, you know, I watch the Super Bowl. I have to confess, I don't know a great deal specifically about the teams, but I really do enjoy watching some of the games, and I really like the Super Bowl. I always watch the Super Bowl. And, you know, the thing is, it's like 2 o'clock in the morning when over here when the Super Bowl starts. I really like the Super Bowl. I really like the whole spectacle of the Super Bowl. I think it's a fantastic event. You know?
It is. It's a grand show for sure. And, you know, we get two or three football games over at different venues in England nowadays all the time. And so it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so you mentioned earlier, I heard you say you played basketball. Did you watch any of the college tournament?
Not so much with the basketball, to be fair, but the guys that were, how could I put it, the guys that were really good at basketball, the wheelchair players, they were like fanatical. They knew everything about the game. They followed it passionately, you know. But to be honest, I was there really just to kind of have a bit of fun.
Fair enough.
I was trying to keep up with the young guys, you know. Eventually it caught up with me, so I had to give it up in the end. I was getting frustrated.
Right. It's better to run around with the young guys on the pickleball court than on the basketball court, right? You can show them a thing or two.
Yeah, absolutely. I would still like to think I'm pretty competitive on a pickleball court, and that's one of the things with the guys over here. We're very competitive when we're on court, but we're an absolute team of people that get together, and we have the same objective, which is to promote and get people playing this fantastic sport of wheelchair pickleball.
So are you ready for this question? This is a big one. All right. Fish and chips or cheeseburger and fries?
Tough to be fish and chips for me, mate. I don't mind the cheeseburger, but we've got a really good fish and chip shop in Annan. We call them a fish supper over here.
Talk to me about that.
If I was
big basket, big plate?
So it would be a fish supper. No, so you just go to the fish and chip shop. It comes in a like a carton, and I'll say to my wife Alison, "Do you fancy a fish supper tonight?" And she'll probably say yes, of course. So, our local delicacy is haggis.
Go ahead and describe that for the people so they know what that is.
And it's so hot. Haggis is a strange delicacy. You know, you either love it or hate it, and it's made up of various ingredients, oats and things, but it's made basically from the offal of the animal. So it doesn't sound very appetizing, but you know, it is really delicious, to be fair. But I can understand why people would be a bit apprehensive in trying it. Haggis is the thing
That's
for
great.
Scotland.
That's great. I've had some before. My last name's Moore, and so we've got a little Scottish descent in there. And I think I told you I used to participate in the Scottish games when I lived in Charleston, South Carolina. A lot of fun. And so here's another big question, right? In-brew or Coca-Cola?
Yeah.
Did I say right? Iron Brew, right?
Iron Brew or Coca-Cola? Well, I would have to say Iron Brew, yeah. So I would have to say Coca-Cola on that one. I'm not a fan of Iron Brew.
You heard it right here, folks.
You've heard it right here, yeah. So when they advertise Iron Brew on the television over here, they say it's built from girders. Iron Brew, it's built from girders, but it's not. It's quite an acquired taste, but I would have to go on with Coca-Cola on that one to be
fair enough. Now, I know you mentioned, you know, your wife and your lovely wife, and she's always ready for a nice fish and chips supper, as you said. But do you have a celebrity crush right now?
Yeah. Oh, celebrity crush. Now we're
getting the hard stuff.
Probably more than one, to be fair. I would have to say at the moment, I like Jennifer Lopez.
That's enough said. That's a good one. That's a walk-off, Terry. That's almost a walk-off, except I have one more for you.
Yeah, I bet.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
No, don't. You better not.
Say anymore.
So, all right, we'll switch it up, and I'll get you out of here with this.
Yeah.
Okay, and that now you could take your wife with you. What would be, or where would be, your dream destination to play pickleball, and who would be on the court with you?
Ooh, it's a hard one. Ben Jones, you know, that would be great, wouldn't it? You know, get a game with him. What a way
to promote the
sport, you know. And I would really love to come over to the States to play. You know, I would love to get over there one day with some of the other guys. I think that would be a tremendous thing if we could. Another thing we could maybe aim for is to get us to come over to your side, and maybe some of your guys to come over to us. You know, that's another thing, is to start having, like you say, an international event. Would be fantastic.
I think so, and maybe this is just the start. If we can do a little bit to help light that fire, so to speak, and get people talking about it, who knows? This is what we need, though, is to promote it, let people become more aware of the fact that this sport is available for folks that might feel challenged because of their situation and they're not sure what to do in their wheelchair. Folks, pickleball is a great game. You're going to meet great people like Terry Smith. Terry, go ahead and plug some things as I let you head out of here. When is the next event again that's going to be happening out there?
So we've got the next event. It's on May the 12th. I'm pretty sure it is. I'll maybe have to check that, but it's in the May the 12th, I think, is our next league game, our next leg of the league. And then, like I maybe mentioned to you before, although we're holding the first few in Carlisle, there's nothing to say that we can't take the league across the country, across the whole of the country. So, and by doing that, again, we're taking the game to different areas of the country and hopefully getting people involved. So the next one's, unfortunately for me, I'll miss that one because I'm going in for an operation on my ankle, which is going to see me out for a while. But as soon as I can get back in a chair, I'll be playing again, even if I have to have a plaster on my foot or whatever. So as soon as I can get in a chair, I'll be playing again, you know. But no, I'm so pleased with the league thing because I really do think that is going to take it to the next level over here. And Richard is so behind us in this. He's a great guy. He's been behind us from day one. And now we're getting a lot of support from both Pickleball Scotland and Pickleball England. So we're really happy with the way things are going over here and the progress.
That's great. And that's Richard Wise you mentioned. Great support from Pickleball England, Pickleball Scotland. He's Terry Smith. I'm Mickle Moore. It's Pickle with Mickle, the interview series. We're all the way across the pond today, everybody. This has been so great. Terry, thank you so much for making some time for me. Hope you have a great rest of the week. Great rest of your weekend. And let's stay in touch. And also hang on with me a little bit as we finish here, okay?
Yeah, could I just say I want to thank you too again for what you're doing here, because again, I think this type of thing is the way to get the word out about wheelchair pickleball. And could I just say to anyone who's listening or watching, please, if you think there's someone out there that you think could have a go at this fantastic sport, please encourage them and include them and get them into your club. It works really well. There's no problems with a wheelchair being on court with a standing player. It works absolutely fantastically well. So please get out there, folks. Try and get as many people as you can involved in this.
Is there a website for folks over there around you maybe that they could go to that you could share if they're having that interest?
Yeah, I mean, what I would say would be to get included. The best one probably is the Eden Valley Facebook page. That's Richard's Facebook page. So most of the things that to do with the wheelchair over here are included on our Facebook page. So that would be the one, because most of the players are... That is the unfortunate thing at the moment, is we're kind of the main group in the country at the moment, but we want to get other groups set up around the country. But if anyone's interested to keep up to date or to keep in touch with what's going on over here, if you tune into the Eden Valley Pickleball Wheelchair Club Facebook page, then that is awesome. The one that you want to
Terry,
be on.
Terry, thank you again so much. It's been such a great time talking with you here today. It's been my absolute pleasure. Let's stay connected, and we'll talk again real soon, my friend.
Yeah, could I just say, I hope everyone was able to understand me okay. I was a little bit nervous there, but with my Scottish accent, I hope it wasn't too broad a Scottish accent that people couldn't understand what I'm trying to say.
No, you came across just fine there. Listen to my Scottish accent. You know, I can really butcher it good.
Hey, man. Yeah, thank you, man.
Oh, too good. Too good.
Oh, apologies.
No, that's going live.
For that. Okay, man. Thanks
a lot. Take care, Terry.
Okay, guys. Thanks very much, guys. Thank you. Bye.
Terry, that was awesome. I had so much fun. You can go to the Eden Valley Facebook page and learn more about the great things Terry and his gang are doing for para athletes and pickleball. Stay safe out there and stay hydrated. I'll see all y'all next time for more.